with initiative, and for this very, very warm welcome. Also, I thank him for the welcome in which we have received since we arrived. This day, today, is considered a decisive day, and the Zionist entity, after 6 months of the isolation of Gaza, the siege on Gaza, and after the Zionist entity has prevented anything from reaching, any assistance from reaching Gaza, this attack has also continued from the air, sea and land against Gaza. This military campaign has continued. The military attack has targeted hospitals, buildings for journalists, schools as well, and the Zionist entity is killing in a blind way and is using its very, very well-developed war machine. The Zionist entity is killing innocent people in the Gaza Strip. The Zionist entity has violated all of the international laws, and there are cluster bombs and also phosphoric bombs. All of these internationally banned bombs are being used by the Zionist entity. The Zionist entity is using all of these weapons which are internationally banned, and there are many women and children who are living without any water and are suffering, and it seems that everyone in Gaza is crying out for help, is crying out for us to stand with vigilance. There are many wounded who do not have any medical assistance, any medicine to help them be cured, to help them, of course, to help them stand back on their own 2 feet. My dear brothers and sisters, the cause of Gaza is a repetition of the cause of Lebanon, is a repetition of what happened in Lebanon. The military campaign on Gaza is a repetition of the military campaign on Jenin. What happened in Jenin was a repetition of what happened in Deir Yassin. And all of these Israeli military campaigns against these cities are ugly military campaigns committed by the Zionist entity ever since 1967 until now. In 1967, 1973, 60 years, for 60 years we have gotten sick of these acts in our region. In Palestine, we have always witnessed conflict and suffering, and this entity strives to bring about instability, strives to create chaos, because this Israeli entity wants to create divisions between the people and countries of a region. This Zionist entity, ever since it was founded, and with the help of the English, and after the help of the English or the British, then America, after help from these countries, this Zionist entity was established, and the continuation of this entity was impossible were it not for the support of these countries such as Britain and America. Today we find that this entity, and now we have tens of billions of dollars of assistance provided to this entity. This entity is being provided with military and financial support. Tens of millions of dollars, my dear brothers and sisters. The Zionist entity today is considered a symbol of brutality, a symbol of those sides which violate human rights. The Zionist entity has violated human rights, and some Western countries have allowed the Zionist entity to violate all of the international laws and norms. And this entity, in all forms, is being supported by these Western countries. These Western countries are supporting Israel in all different forms. Now, the oppressors, or those countries, these arrogant countries such as America and Britain, these countries have committed to being silent towards this entity and the acts of this entity, and so these countries are partners with the entity in committing these crimes. These countries are not just the partners in the crimes, but these countries are also taking part in these committees and have taken part in these crimes and have committed these crimes before. The Zionist entity is incapable of committing these crimes without getting the green light from these Western countries. My dear brothers and sisters, the Zionist entity, because of its ideology, because of its liberal ideology, and due to the fact that this entity is based upon liberalism and imperialism, for this reason we cannot expect from this entity to come for the sake of peace, or to speak for the sake of peace, or to speak about spreading peace. The philosophy of the founding of this entity is based upon occupation and upon committing crimes. And this entity, if it wants to continue to live, if it wants to continue to be in existence, it must continue to commit these crimes. During the last few days, it has become clear to everyone, regardless of any geographic territory, regardless of any person who belongs to any group, regardless of all this, all the peoples of the world have become witness today that the rights and legitimate norms and international laws have been disregarded completely by the Zionist entity. We see the oppression being practiced against the people of Gaza, people of Gaza who are being oppressed. We have the free people now, the freedom lovers who are looking for a way to save this people, and these people are suffering from a catastrophe. For this reason, the freedom lovers are looking for a way to save them. Our people expect from our governments to stand side by side with the people in Gaza. Our people expect from our governments to lift the oppression of the people of Gaza. We find it very unfortunate that our brothers in this summit are absent. Some of our brothers are absent. This makes us feel very, very sorry. This is very unfortunate. But what we want, or what we must take into consideration, is that there must be a way, a certain means, a certain initiative in this context. And I, as a revolutionary figure, I'd like to express my thanks and my appreciation to the Crown Prince of Qatar. I'd like to thank all of my brothers, all of the kings, all of the heads of state who have taken part in this summit. And there is no doubt that the immediate stop to the military campaign and the withdrawal, the complete withdrawal of the occupiers from Gaza, in addition to lifting off of the siege of Gaza, and sending food and medicine to the Gaza Strip, in addition to transporting the injured to the hospitals, all of these steps are considered emergency procedures which must be taken. We must take these procedures. And if there is any delay, there are many, many people in Gaza who will be subject to more danger. Many people in Gaza are subject to death. So the military campaign on Gaza is not considered the only campaign on Gaza. If we look at what happened 2 years ago, there was a military campaign against Lebanon, and there were attacks against Lebanon, and the leaders of Israel would not allow themselves to once again to invade Lebanon or to go ahead with another war, but they did go ahead with the war on Gaza. So based upon this, I find it is very necessary that we put together an international tribunal to try the criminal leaders of the Zionist entity. Today, there are peoples in our region and peoples in the whole world who have requirements, very, very simple requirements, or very, very simple requests. What they are requesting is to reconsider the relations of certain countries with the Zionist entity, with Israel. They want cutting of the diplomatic tie. They want a boycott, sorry, of the Israeli goods and Israeli products, and they want the diplomatic ties to be cut with this entity. They want the countries to cut off their ties with this entity. And so there is no doubt that all the peoples in our world will welcome such steps if they are taken, boycotting and cutting of ties. Of course, cutting off the ties between Venezuela and the Zionist entity and Bolivia and the Zionist entity, these steps by Venezuela and Bolivia were welcomed by the peoples, by other peoples of other countries. You know that the representatives of this entity have a responsibility. These officials in the Zionist entity want to stop the isolation of the Zionists, and this diplomatic representation of the Zionists want to create a division between the countries, and the Zionists also want to work for their own personal interests or their own private interests. A boycott of all the Zionist or Israeli products and goods, and a boycotting of all the companies which have relations with the Zionist entity. I think that such procedures being taken are very important. We must boycott all of these products. So based upon this, or within this context, I would like to thank the government of Malaysia because of its announcement of boycotting the Israeli products in Malaysia. And in addition, there are some companies or some institutions, some bodies such as the Security Council, which is responsible for spreading justice and also stopping the military campaign. But it has been proven to everyone that the Security Council during the military campaign on Gaza, and in light of the silence of the United States of America and Britain, it has been shown to everyone very clearly that the Security Council was not able to adopt a decisive resolution concerning what is happening in Gaza. And so there must be amendments made concerning the international norms and resolutions, especially concerning Security Council. We must see reforms in the Security Council. I would like to call on all of the honorable leaders of the countries participating. I'd like to call on all of the leaders of the world, and I'd like to call on all those freedom lovers who condemned the Zionist campaign on Gaza. I'd also like to call on all those who announced their support with Gaza. I'd like to thank them and call on them to understand that there is a conspiracy being practiced by the Zionist entity against the countries, against their people. So, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that there are aims for this military campaign by the Zionists, this latest military campaign against Gaza. And if we look deep into the aims which the Zionists wanted to achieve, we find that nobody can, or I at least, cannot understand that these reasons led to this military campaign on Gaza. I mean the announced reasons which were made by Israel. The military campaign on Israel was looked into before, was studied before, especially during the first week of this military campaign. During that time, it became clear to everyone, or it has become clear to everyone, that the Zionists want to wipe out Hamas, or want to wipe out the rockets. But this is not their real aim, actually. This is not their real aim. That's what they said. There is another analysis for this from the perspective of this entity. What I'd like to say, my analysis, is the following. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that this analysis, or my analysis, is in accordance with the current circumstances in the region. And I want to mention very, very important points which we must take into consideration. I do not want to make preemptive judgment on this analysis, but if this analysis is correct, I would like to caution everyone that you know that a change in the American policies on the global arena is a necessity, and the American people expect a change in the American policy. And this is something which is very, very natural, because one of the main issues concerning the region must be known to everyone. Everyone in the region must know that there is a real change, that there will be a new change in the new American policy. And this new American policy must be concerning the occupation of the Palestinian territories by the Zionists. There must be a new American policy towards this issue, a new American policy towards the Palestinians getting back their legitimate rights. They say that the new American administration may in defense of the old American administration wants to insist on this, but because the previous agendas have failed, it seems that the new American administration wants to change its agenda or its program, its plans. But there is no other piece of evidence. Of course, if we assume that there will be a change, if we assume that this is true, there is no doubt that we might see some difference in the situation. There are some analysts who believe that the military campaign by the Zionists on Gaza was a result of the pre-prepared the plan of the new American administration. The new American administration planned with the Zionists for this military campaign, the reason being that the new American administration, for the sake of changing its policies towards the Palestinian cause, must have such a military campaign. The reason is that a change in the policy must come time in time, or side by side, or coincide with a change in the US policy must coincide with a military campaign. So for this reason, some say the new American administration did have pre-prepared planning of what happened, so that it could use what happened to begin with a new policy. And a new American policy must not be a partial change. This new change must not be a partial change, it must be a complete change. If we don't see a complete 100% change, of course the Zionist entity will stay in this region, and there will be more crimes committed in the future. There must also be a change in the American economic policies, so that these policies could serve America and the region. And because the Zionists control the American administration, it seems that a change in the economic policies is not making any progress. There are some analysts, some observers, who believe that the crimes which were committed by the Zionist entity lately in the Gaza Strip were in order to change the current situation, to change the developments, to change the conditions we live in. They tried to show their military might. The new American administration also tried to show its military. What they tried to do is to show their strength, their military strength. And If this actually happens, when they see this Israeli military might, they might be affected by the Zionists. This was their plan. And maybe the American administration wanted to impose its point of view on the people of the region. Maybe the American administration wanted to come into office in a new game, at the time where a new game has begun. The Zionist entity and the Zionist leaders wanted to be in a position whereby they could defend themselves, for example, defend themselves from rockets, and let the new American administration come in and defend them. So this was the plan. You know that the arrogant powers, the superpowers, which protect and support the Zionist entity, have used their capabilities, their means, to put pressure on the freedom lovers in the world and to put pressure on the Palestinian people. And of course, there are other sides who might be disappointed and they might surrender in light of all of these developments. But as I told you before, I'd like to stress once again and highlight that this analysis, which I said, is not an analysis which, with absolute certainty. The analysis I just spoke about concerning collaboration between the new American administration and the Zionist entity. I was just trying to caution you because this is a possibility. We must take this into consideration, that the American agenda and the Zionist agenda has failed, and the occupation of Gaza was part of the implementation of a joint plan between the Zionist entity and the new American administration. My dear brothers and sisters, the continued silence of the American administration concerning the Zionist military campaign on Gaza, this American silence towards what's happening in Gaza, leads us to believe, and this is possible, this leads us to believe that the events of September 11, which were an excuse to, join or create more enemies towards the region, to make America create more enemies towards the region. If that was the case in September 11, this military campaign on Gaza aimed to use or to bring about more American hegemony in the region. But we must look very deeply into this analysis. This analysis might be correct. We must speak to the new American leaders of the United States of America, the Muslim world, and the region must take this into consideration. We must take the possibility of a joint cooperation between the new American administration and Israel into consideration, and we must not allow this conspiracy to succeed. The seventh point is that the latest events have proven that the Zionist entity uses the divisions amongst our people, amongst the Islamic world. And if the Islamic world stands unified, if the Arab world today stands unified, and if we took strong stances in light of what is going on, if we take common positions, this Zionist entity would not have went ahead with this military campaign. And for this reason, there would not have been any reason for any country in the region to make concessions and justify their not standing side by side with the Palestinians. Had we had a unified stance, no country would have justified its silence towards what is going on in Gaza. The Islamic and Arab countries must pay attention and look carefully what is going on concerning the Palestinian cause, or look carefully at what is going on in Palestine. We must stand side by side with all those in Gaza, the resistance in Gaza. We must stand side by side with the Palestinians, and even in cooperation in the cooperation. If we cooperate amongst each other, we could prevent a military campaign against Gaza, or we could have prevented such a campaign from beginning. There is no doubt that the resistance is a legitimate right for the people. This is also a legitimate right for Palestinians and for the people of Gaza. And the only way for the enemy, the only way for the oppressor, for the aggressor, is to take a strong stance, to behave in a harsh manner. But the only way to take to confront this harsh stance, or the only way to confront these harsh acts by the enemy, is to stand with resistance, to stand in defense. We do not have any doubt that the resistance in Gaza shall be victorious. Our resistance in Palestine will be victorious, and with God's help, this resistance shall achieve victory in the future. The initiative or the proposal made by the Crown Prince of Qatar to establish a monetary fund to provide assistance to Gaza by the Muslim countries and the international community, I welcome such a step. I welcome such a proposal, and I consider that this proposal is constructive, a very constructive proposal, and I hope that we'll begin with establishing this fund as soon as possible. And in conclusion, I would like, in the name of the Iranian people, I would like to announce my support of the Iranian people with their Palestinian brothers and sisters and their support for the resistance in Gaza. And in the name of all of the free countries, or the name of the peoples of all free countries, the resistance has been able to stand against the Zionist entity. This Zionist entity, which is based on injustice, and there is no doubt that we condemn, our people in Iran also condemn, our people in Iran condemn completely the Zionist military campaign against Gaza, and we announce our solidarity with the people of Gaza. I call on Allah to make us successful, and I call on Allah to help us to achieve victory for the Palestinian people, and I hope that we can help Gaza more and more. I hope we can contribute to relieving the sufferings of the people of Gaza, and I hope that our summit will lead to the appropriate constructive results. Once again, allow me to express my thanks and appreciation to all of the brothers, all of the heads of state who have felt the heavy responsibility they carry and hence took part in this meeting. And I would like to express my thanks and appreciation to my brother, the Crown Prince Amir, the Amir of Qatar. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, let's leave that Doha emergency summit, Arab and regional leaders there, the Emir of Qatar, they're just wrapping up the speech by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Just a recap of some of the main points that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made. He mentioned the question marks over the legalities of what is going on in Gaza right now. He said Israel is targeting indiscriminately, killing civilians, hospitals, mosques, and it is violating international laws. It is using phosphorus and uranium bombs. Women and children do not have water. Gardens are crying out for our help, said President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And he did say that there is an obligation that we help by getting aid to hospitals, by getting injured people out, and that this is an emergency step that needs to be taken. He talked of the history of Israel and the creation of Israel, and that there's a history of violence and wars. He said that what is going on in Gaza is the recreation of what happened in Lebanon 2 years ago, and that was the recreation of what happened in Jenin, and that you can go back in history and see the recreation occurring throughout the last 60 years, but possibly most interestingly and most importantly, strong words for even the new administration inside the United States. President Ahmadinejad echoed what we've heard from many Arab and regional leaders, that the United States provides tens of millions of dollars worth of military and financial aid to Israel. And he talked of the help in establishing the Israeli state by Britain. He said these two countries not only are aiding Israel, they are not only complicit with what Israel is doing right now, but interestingly, he mentioned the new administration. He said there is evidence in terms of Barack Obama's silence and the silence of his administration that this might have been pre-planned, and in fact, the new administration might have had a hand in that planning. He did call for a change in American policy in Palestine, in the region, and he said that this cannot be a partial change. This needs to be a complete change. And on the region, he said if the region was unified, Israel would not have been able to undergo this campaign. We could have prevented this conflict. I'm being told we're ending this coverage now. We will be bringing you in-depth analysis throughout the day. Please stay with us here on Press TV. We'll be bringing you the latest from Doha, from Gaza, and the rest of the world. Stay with us.